It is widely believed, and with reason, that in the art of cooking, the French are supreme. France gave birth both to the techniques of haute cuisine, its many ways to slice, peel, fry, and so on, and to its wide range of basic sauces and traditional dishes. The things themselves come from France. So too do the names for them. A consequence is that, as an air traffic controller must understand English, and an opera star must be able to sing in Italian, so a good chef ought to be fluent in French, or at least in kitchen French. France's leading position where food is concerned may be explained, at least in part, by the range and excellence of its natural products. But the French themselves have found a more satisfying explanation of why they are the best at it. As a Parisian recently told me, it's simple. We have good taste. But France was not always at the top. Sophisticated cuisine, typical of all advanced civilizations, was found in China in the 5th century, and in the Islamic world from the 11th century, but did not appear in the West until the 15th century, and then only in Italy. Catherine de' Medici, coming from Italy to marry King Henry II a century later, is said to have introduced Paris to the culinary wonders for which Italy was then known. Other countries, too, made their contributions, and from the 16th century on, France was open to food influences from all over Europe. In truth, great French cooking appeared only in the 18th century. It may be no coincidence that in the same century, the French invented the restaurant. For a long time, Paris shops had sold hot food to customers, but without providing a place in which to consume it. Nor would the shopkeepers supply individual portions. Innkeepers, on the other hand, supplied individual portions but offered no choice, and everyone had to eat at the same time. The new creation, the restaurant, provided the benefits of both without the inconveniences of either. Restaurants made it possible for the first time for the many to enjoy the excellent cooking so far available only to the few. The quality and quantity of French restaurants took a giant leap forward after 1789, as the French Revolution destroyed aristocratic households, throwing the best chefs in the kingdom out of work. These chefs opened up restaurants to support themselves. There were fewer than 50 Paris restaurants in 1789. In 1820, there were nearly 3,000, serving the public the sort of food that formerly had been served to the aristocracy. As their success grew, restaurants spread from Paris to other cities and to neighboring countries. The first Western restaurants were thus exclusively French in character, which helps explain why, for Europeans of the 18th and 19th centuries, high cuisine was always French. The rise of the Paris restaurants paralleled the rise of France's reputation as the home of great food, a reputation still widely held today.